Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me today. Quint Studer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Quint is back in the building, so to speak. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the guy who wrote Hardwiring Excellence, which we've talked about in the past before. His new book is called Results That Last, Hardwiring Behaviors That Will Take Your Company to the Top. And he's the president of the Studer Group. And as I said before, he's our good friend. Quint, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's so nice you'd have me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Quint, one of the big challenges of any business, all businesses, but especially small businesses, is when the news in the media is all about how tough the economy is. And then, in fact, maybe we even see some of that, some of those challenges. And they, maybe we even see some real challenges. And maybe we see reaction to the news that creates challenges that aren't real. And but all those things take a little bit of a, they take a little bit of a toll on our team sometimes, I think. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree, and I think there's, as you said, there's two types. There's those we project, like I call that fear, and fear can stand for fantasized experiences appearing real. You read so much about it, you see so much about it, you project it as real, and you start reacting sometimes as something that really isn't real.
It's there's a term for that, Quinn, I've learned in the last few months. It's called availability cascade.
Okay.
The more you hear something in the media, the more you begin to believe it's true and start taking action on that.
In my business, I travel the country, and, of course, you see cities and businesses that are struggling, but there are those pockets of excellence, whether it be in Mobile, Alabama, or Montgomery, Alabama, or Charleston, South Carolina. So not that it's not true, but we can't project and, say everything's bad or everything's good. There's usually pockets. We lived through that down here in Pensacola, Florida, after Hurricane Ivan. After Hurricane Ivan, we found many business leaders went into depression because it was real. We had realtors that had lists of 50 and 60 people that wanted to buy a home because their home had been destroyed, mm-hmm. and they didn't have any homes. And I literally had to go do a full-day session for a real estate company because their realtors were almost on what they felt into a company depression mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of the things that, and of course, as you were saying, some of these things are real and some of them are not real. And right. And isn't that one of the big things to help your employees do is to sort of meet with them and say, okay, folks, let's get our concerns out on the table, and then let's make sure that our concerns that we are real, because those are things we can fix mechanically, and then let's identify the things that we're concerned about that aren't real, and let's just fix those in our head. What do you think, Quint?
Yeah, let me go over some quick pointers because you have such a jam-packed show. I don't want to drag on with but I think number one, you absolutely hit it. It's called transparency and candor. For example, I was in a city that was going through some budget cuts, and there was all these worries that all these people are going to be laid off. Or they knew exactly about how many would be laid off, and they also knew who would not be laid off. So I think this candid conversation and transparency, just laying out the facts, and I think employees very much appreciate the facts here.
And don't drag it out.
You're only as sick as your secrets. Mm-hmm. Next, I think.
Say that again.
You're only as sick as your secrets. an employee doesn't. Then they start panicking, and if they think something's wrong, they might take another job, thinking they've got to get out when they really don't.
Right.
And I think then the rumor goes in the community that the company's in trouble, then nobody wants to do business with them because they might not be able to meet the need. So I think candid transparency with employees is crucial.
I've actually seen, Quint, where a company was appeared to be in trouble, and the boss was hustling and rustling around, you know, trying to make sure it doesn't happen, and actually pulled it out. Uh-huh. But in the process, one of his key employees said, turned his resignation in, turned his notice in. He said, "What are you doing? I gotta have you. I need you." He said, "I thought we were gone. You never explained to me what we were doing. I mean, I thought we were gone. Somebody made me an offer. I had to go."
Right. So I think candid transparency. I think the second point is to talk about, even in the worst of times, you can hone your skills. You know, one of the things that our company worries about is we've actually been on such a good run for a number of years. Sometimes I believe at Studer Group, we don't act with the sense of urgency we might need to do. And you can hone those skills. You know, I tell people in our area, in a bad real estate market, you know, if you can learn how to sell in a bad real estate market, I think what'll be in a good real estate market, so you can hone that skill. The third one, Jim, I think there's a couple more that's real important, is to look for the positives. You know, we know, according to research, that someone's going to feel positive if they get 3 compliments to 1 criticism, 2 to 1 is neutral, 1 to 1 is negative. You don't want to glad hand people, but you truly want to look for recognition and recognize people. And so I think looking for that positive is absolutely a crucial situation.
And praise in public and critique in private, right?
Right. And the fourth thing, which I think is very much missed sometimes, when people are under pressure, it causes pressure outside of work. And one of the things that I think companies over the years have almost been too separate. You know, you separate business from personal. But, you know, if you know that you're in a downturn, why not bring in a financial expert to work with your employees on financial planning, budgeting? Why not, if you know that you've got a single parent working for you and this is going to cause them some more issues, why not bring somebody in to talk about parenting? If you know that you've got somebody working for you that this financial struggle will hurt them for what they're doing for their parents, maybe elderly parents. And one of the things, if I went back and was president of a big company like I was before I started the Studer Group, and one of the things we're doing at Studer Group is very much starting to educate our employees on life skills that will relieve the pressure. And I think we missed that opportunity. And by doing that, if you work for me, and you, all of a sudden you're making 20 or 30% less, and you know there's not a place to go, if I bring in an outside expert to come help you look at finances, help you look at budgeting, it's not going to make it easy, but you're sure going to appreciate the fact that your employer is doing something like that.
Helping you out. Yeah, absolutely. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Quint Studer is our guest. He's the author of Results That Last, available wherever books are sold. He and I will be right back. More to come right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. I changed my way. It'll take time, I
know it. Jim, Scott Swedenberg, author of Lessons from a Mama's Boy. Congratulations, 10 years. What an incredible accomplishment. I know your mama's proud of you, too. So keep up the great work. We're all proud of you.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, all the different ways you can listen to the show, the podcasting capability, streaming it, MP3 capability, all that there. Read articles to your little heart's content. Check out our Brain Trust members, hundreds of those. Our newsletters, you can subscribe there to it by email, and we send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. The blog comes up we update it every day. And so check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's our 10-year-old website, 10 plus years. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you can get small business answers now. You don't have to do anything but show up. We'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Quint Studer is there. He's on both of our sites and outstanding resource for us. He's the author of Results That Last. And Quint, you know, I just found out something. You just told me something I didn't know. You live in Pensacola, Florida. Pretty good sized community down there. Tell us what happened to your company this week.
Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce, which is right outside Pensacola here. That's where our company is located. Named on the Studer Group Business of the Year this year.
Business of the Year, folks. You've heard me say this before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So congratulations, Quint. Good job.
They did two. They did another thing too, which I thought was wonderful. They also gave under 15 employee award for small, you know, which I think is wonderful because you
absolutely
know, the smaller the business, the harder to run it.
Boy, that's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a great misconception that when you're small, it's easier, and I disagree. I think when you're small, you've got to be so much better.
Well, and it's so hard to practice the fundamentals when you're small because you're so busy dealing with the trench stuff. You're in the trenches. The managers are in the trenches. In an organization, once you get to be 100 or more employees, you can afford to hire some managers that can literally manage and think above the trenches. And and you can't do that when you got a little company.
No, when I had five or six employees.
I should say it's hard to do it. I'll put it that way.
Well,
go ahead.
When I had five or six employees, I didn't have a benefit specialist. I had a financial, human resource, benefit specialist. Did they have a benefit specialist? Two quick things on small companies. There's a newspaper.
And by the way, that person was probably you, wasn't it, when you
had... It wasn't, or you'd be in trouble. But it was... A lady who did a great job for us. Couple small business stories that I think are really worth mentioning. There's a little paper in town here, a weekly paper called The Independent, and they came to my training a year ago. And they first thought was they're too small to do this, and they implemented a leader evaluation system to hold people accountable, standards of behavior, transparent reports. And I got a call from the owner of that, Rick Outson, and end of January, and he told me he'd already surpassed his February sales, and February hadn't started.
Wow.
There's a small company up in Wisconsin, an insurance company, and the owner had told me that he'd really been having trouble with a problem employee who was sort of a, maybe they're small enough where he maybe isn't an executive, but he's a senior person in that organization out of 12. And so they read my book, and he started implementing standards, and he had all the employees get together to create standards of what we're all going to live like in our workplace. And they rolled out the draft of the standards. This employee read it and walked in and resigned.
Wow.
And it was such a relief in the whole company.
Holy mackerel.
So, you know, these are things that small business...
He didn't want to have to deal with that kind of detail. Tell us about these standards.
Well, standards of behavior, what we find, and these are, there's a couple times companies make a quantum leap, and one of these is when the employees get together and you sit down with them and you say, if we want to make this a great place for you to work and customers to get, you know, service, what are our standards of behavior, such as how do we show we're committed to coworker? And with very specific tips like on handoffs, information, leaving the work area, how do we handle customers? And we have a number of samples of these on our website. And what happens is then the employees agree, this is the way we're going to live. And then you create them, and all the employees sign them. And from then on, anybody who comes to work for the workplace signs those standards. And what it allows you to do is deal with those usual issues from attitude to teamwork that we normally don't know how to deal with. You know, oh, they're a good employee, but no one wants to work with them. And but they suck the life out of the rest of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And the
good thing about having those standards written is one of the real easy things you could probably do if things get a little slippery and little things start slacking off a little bit, you know, maybe the team is not hitting on all cylinders, just ask everybody to go back and read the standards.
Oh, absolutely. You read the standards.
Just read them.
They're posted. There's usually a standard you focus on each month. And I will tell you, from having these in a business, you know, we let a person go because they weren't, their attitude with coworkers. And
right.
You know, they took us to court, and the attorney showed them the standards and said, you signed these. You agreed to these behaviors.
Right.
We won quite quickly.
It's basically a contract, isn't it? Results that last. Quint, give us the website, please.
www.studergroup.com.
Studergroup.com, okay, or?
Or just type in Quint Studer on Google or something, any search engine, and you'll find me.
Thanks. You can find all that there. Results at last. Also, Hardwiring Excellence is his other book. Hey, Quint, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Hey, Jim, I really appreciate this. Thank you for what you do.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again real soon. Thanks for being here. Quint Studer, ladies and gentlemen, he will be back. And congratulations, Quint, on that outstanding honor that your company got.
Great. I'd like to thank our employees. They're the ones.
There you go. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back.
You're not sitting there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.